Proclamation number 2739 of May 15, 1943. Faith in the power and might of God. Faith in the power and might of God has become an empty concept to people, otherwise they want to live a different life. But in this way the fear of God is completely lost to them. As far as they still believe in a God as a creating power, this deity is completely distant to them because they believe themselves to be completely independent of it. Consequently, they also do not fear that God could call them to account and that they would therefore feel his power and strength on earth or in the beyond. They deny any connection as soon as their attention is seriously drawn to the fact that God makes certain demands on people which must be fulfilled. They believe neither in the power nor in the love of God, i.e., neither in a punishment nor in a reward for their earthly life. They only recognize the power of God as the origin of the creation of nature. And the less the belief in God's strength and power is represented among humanity, the less the Christian teaching of love will be followed, for everyone only seeks to assert his own power and strength because he considers himself to be the highest being in the creation of nature and therefore wants to command, i.e., wants to subjugate the weak, in the false idea that he is master as soon as he feels physically superior to his fellow human being. By believing in the strength and power of God, a person would feel smaller than his fellow human being likewise, which causes him to help him as a brother and not to elevate himself above him as master. Only very few people feel dependent on a being which is extremely powerful and mighty, and these also consciously submit to him. They surrender to his guidance and are now also guided by his will. Whereas the faithless always let their own will prevail, thus they separate themselves, that is, they maintain their resistance against God because they do not recognize him. God does indeed make himself recognizable to them by always and constantly bringing his strength and power to bear in everything that surrounds people and also in people themselves. For nothing would be possible without God's power, nothing could happen without his might. And man would have to recognize from this alone that he cannot deny this power and might to the higher being. For he himself is not able to create anything out of himself that surrounds him. But he ignores this clear evidence, or else he imagines himself as a human being to be completely isolated from the creative power. He does not recognize that it also grasps him. He does not acknowledge an entity with which he himself is in indissoluble contact. And therefore God also regards him as being distant from him, and he cannot turn his emanation of love towards him, yet he occasionally allows him to feel his might so that he will learn to recognize him. Yet even this will always take place within the framework of Natarangness, so that the human being is not forced to believe. He will always be able to find a purely natural explanation when God's might and strength expresses itself in him in such a way that his own might and strength is shaken. And yet this faith is absolutely necessary if the human being wants to lead an earthly life in accordance with God's will. For only when he recognizes an entity standing high above him, which is perfect in everything and which therefore also has to be exceedingly powerful and mighty, will he try to conform to it through spiritual striving. He strives upwards because he recognizes himself standing in the abyss. He tries to establish a connection with it in order to be able to receive strength from it which facilitates this ascent. He therefore leads a way of life that corresponds to God's will. For since he believes, he not only fears the eternal deity but also loves it and seeks to make himself worthy of its love. As soon as he strives towards God, he is seized by his love and he reveals himself to people as eternal love, which longs for him as its creature. Amen.